here at Feed'em Soup headquarters, we've got the capabilities to do everything short of deep frying.
Feed'em Soup executive chef Alex Smith provides a tour of the kitchen in the building on the edge of downtown DeKalb that the group uses to provide community meals.
Cold storage, some freezer storage, which we could use expanding on.
The kitchen's big, 1,800 square feet, and Smith says he can put 400 to 500 plates of food out in a two-hour period, something he's had to do a couple of times this year. That's a big jump from the 50 or so served when Feed'em Soup started 3 years ago, with the mission of providing nutritious cuisine in a restaurant-quality environment to anyone, regardless of their situation. Volunteer Isaac Truckenbrode currently serves as dining room manager during the meals. He says some nights they have to have a host seat people because there's not enough room to accommodate everyone at once.
I get to send someone home with some food that they normally wouldn't be able to afford and just seeing the look of gratitude.
Feed'em Soup Executive Director Derek Gibbs says the phenomenal growth seems to be continuing.
Every meal we get to meet new people that haven't heard of us before, and someone in the community told them about us, and they're in a bad place in their life, so they need our services. Just recently we had a gentleman come in and he hadn't eaten anything in a couple days.
Gibbs says that's why, come January, the organization will expand its dinners from twice monthly to once a week. Gibbs says long-term, he'd like to do more.
We constantly wonder, what are these people doing when we're not open? And that's why we kind of want to expand our services. We want to be here every day so that anybody can come in and sit down and have a warm meal that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Jennifer Yoakum agrees with that sentiment. Yoakum is a new member of Feed'em Soup's board. She joined because in her position as admissions manager at the DeKalb County Housing Authority, she'd seen the need for the community meals.
I have the pleasure of helping people find homes, but also I'm privy to the amount of money they receive in food stamps. It's not adequate. It's simply not adequate. And Feed'em Soup can help them.
But with expansion comes greater expenses. And Chef Alex Smith says the group was looking to go beyond the usual fundraising events.
The community has been great and supported us and has given us what we needed to keep going, but none of that is necessarily reliable. It's just we hope people keep giving us money.
So, in order to raise money on a regular basis, Smith says Feed'em Soup is doing what it calls After Dark, a continuing fundraiser that runs from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
It's sort of an American tapas, late-night diner kind of a feel. We'll have little cheeseburgers, little chicken sandwiches. Everything's $1, $2. Some breakfast stuff, little waffle, little pancakes.
Gibbs says the hope is that a steady stream of revenue will help build a financial cushion for expansion, or if other sources fall short. Gibbs says that will be especially important next year because even as the project expands its services, another set of new expenses looms. Feed'em Soup's co-tenant in the building, the church in DeKalb, is moving to another location. That means Feed'em Soup will become solely responsible for the rent and utilities they currently split with the church.
Which will be a challenge for us, but it's also a great opportunity for us to expand.
Gibbs says that means being able to host more events at the site to raise money and serve the community. For Gibbs and the others at Feed'em Soup, it also means getting closer to their dream of providing a hot meal to anyone, anytime they need it. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.